Our final presenter is Faith Nolan. No kidding. Faith has a very long list of things she's into. She's into cultural politics. She works in prisons and on picket lines.
Is that all you're going to say?
Hello.
I wrote a speech, but I forgot it at home.
I was going to begin with a talk about capitalism, some of the anti-imperialist struggles that we have collectively looked at in the egalitarianism. Can you understand me? Can you hear me? The neoliberalism, the commodification of the democratic aspirations, the struggles, the quagmire of liberal pluralism. All right? Thank you very much. Thank you. I was going to talk about, actually my friends and I were joking in the restaurant just before, and I said, you know, it's because, you know, this is Oishi. This is, you know, I've only been here for like Joe Flexer's memorial and singing and dancing. You know, I never came here to school or anything or to U of T, so it's all, you know, I always feel like totally intimidated, you know, because sometimes I really know what the fuck people are saying. I didn't go to university. I did listen to some, I know like some of the left words because of my comrades in the Communist Party, you know, standing on demonstrations on corners. After a while, you kind of kick in, right? You know, that shit hits you. Okay. Democracy, hypocrisy, okay, capitalism, you know. But a lot of people know what the fuck people are talking about. I always think I come from Nova Scotia, you know, like my parents were coal miners. My father had grade 3 education. He died at, you know, a rubby on the corner at the Harbor Light Mission, you know, with grade 3 education after working in the coal mines. He wouldn't know what the hell was going on in this room. It might have all been in his interest. You know, he was a black man that worked in the coal mine. He knew what the hell people are talking about. How are we going to build the left? First of all, I mean, that's a problem. And I really want to build the left because many of you, you're all my friends and comrades, sisters and brothers, you know, lesbians, queers, whatever, perverts, outcasts, artists. You know, we've been walking up and down these roads together for many years, getting our ass kicked by the police or, you know, racists or whoever, you know, the upper class, right? You all work, you know, healthcare, whatever. We all have these same problems, but we have to build it like down in Regent Park. We have to build it in Alexander Park. We got to build it with the homeless people. You know, we already have each other. You know, we can all kiss each other and say, you know, we have our shit together. We know the words, right? Let's do a chant, alphabetically. Capital. Listen, what's wrong with you, stupid? Jeez. Now, look. No, but see, you know, we have to organize. You know, we have to organize. We have to build the left. Building the left simply means getting more people in action. One of the ways of getting people in action is going into those communities, you know, like when Carol Ann Wright ran for mayor, we knocked on the doors in Regent Park. Now Tucker's running, you know. And I think it's a good thing, you know, because I care about the environment. But I, you know, I'm tired of supporting all these white men. Jesus Christ, they're on my back. I got to carry them everywhere, you know. but seriously, I'm just joking. I don't even notice color. I'm from Canada. All right. No, but I better stop joking around. I get in trouble. I'm just going to sing a song because generally I'm the black girl that sings at the end of the evening. Right, John? No comment. So, but I did have some jokes I was going to tell you, but I guess it's, you know, as Emma Goldman said, you know, she has to dance at the revolution, she's not going. Isn't that the new saying in Toronto? If we have to dance, we are definitely not. If we're having any fun at all, we are not going. We the driest people you ever did see. Right? Okay. No, I'm just kidding. We're not really dryas. I think we've done a lot of good work. I have a lot of good friends here and a lot of good comrades, and we will continue on the struggle in the union movement, in the women's movement, the lesbian and gay movement, as we have. And I think we should sing together now, you know, because it's good to touch and feel. So I'd like to do a song that everybody knows. That's impossible. But given that that's impossible, we can do a song together that I really like a song. It's actually, I like gospel a lot because I'm part black. These are jokes in case you don't get them. It means you're fucking backwards. I'm joking with you. Those are racial stereotype jokes. Wake up. I need a guitar pick.
Is there one in your bag?
Keychain. Oh, here it is. So first, Helmani wanted me to play Bourgeois Town because she likes that song. And actually, it is all about that. It's about the 2% bourgeoisie that have it all. You know, and then there's the lackeys that lick their arse, right? So that'll be the petty bourgeoisie that's aligned with the owners of production. Yes. Okay, so I have one. So you can all sing this little song for Helmani. Because Helmani, she's a good communist. Very good. She's very good. Well, me and my friends. Okay, this is call and response. It's one of the African diasporic ways of disseminating information during the period once known as slavery. So, in the call and response, what happens is I will say a line. Oh, he unplugged me. Did you see that? I'll say a line and then you say it back, okay? Okay. Okay.
Me and my friends,
we went downtown.
Everywhere we went,
the bourgeoisie put us down.
Lord, it's a bourgeois town.
It's a...
That's right.
It's a bourgeois town. Tell it all around.
Well, land of the brave. And home of the free.
I'm tired of being mistreated by the bourgeoisie.
Bourgeois town, it's a bourgeois town, time to tear on down. Them white men down in Burn Church, Lord, they know how, they got guns pointing at the people, Lord, get down and buy, it's a bourgeois town. Down, tell it all around.
Now me and some dykes went upstairs. This right-wing fascist said no. Lizzie's up there. Bourgeois town. It's a bourgeois town. Time to tear it all down. Well, first it was G7, G11, G20. Got there too many. Bourgeois town is a bourgeois town. It is a bourgeois town. Time to tell it all around. Now me and the left.
Us
in the left? Yeah, we gotta know how. We gotta fight back, be strong, and tear it all down. Bourgeois town, third world death. Bourgeois town, tear all down. Now we go. Woke up this morning. Okay, somebody didn't say. Just a sec. Okay. Now, you could clap your hands, like, you know, like, and sort of rock in your seats. And, but I want to, like, you know, a lot of white people in the room. I don't notice color. But one of the important things is, like, I'm from Nova Scotia. We kind of move, right? You know, just, see, people up here, too. You ain't no stars. You know, up here now. Everybody, we're going to rock back and forth. Okay, here we go. Ready? Are we ready? Yeah, we're rocking. We're rocking tonight. All right, here we go. Okay, we go. When we woke up, we came down here tonight basically because we're interested in freedom. We want to talk about, I wrote a list. Okay. We want to talk about disabled immigrants. That's not my problem. I was born in Canada. No, I'm just kidding. This is a joke, people. You know, you're very slow, really. You're very slow. Pardon? Oh, it's true. You know, we need new ways of organizing. I must tell you, I was down in the United States, you know, because like sometimes I was down there at a conference called The Color of Violence, which was organized by all university people from Santa Cruz and every university across the states. It was all women of color. But the way that it was organized was that culture was an integral part of it. There was, like, you know, a lot of poets. Poetry was seen as political activism instead of speeches, but it was integrated, you know, like both. I think what we need to do, and have a lot of young people like doing rap and stuff like that, we need to look at different ways of organizing the left. If we want to attract the people, we have to think of different ways of organizing. And art can be seen as a political tool, you know. It's not some high, lofty bourgeois mysticism thing over there at the OAC, right? You know, it's just like down with the people, you know. So we should do those kinds of things. Where's my list? Hold on, excuse me. No, I'm just joking. But really, let's sing one more song, and then I think I have 2 minutes left. Okay. Uh-oh. Would you like to sing the International? I'm tired of singing them white people songs all the time. I'm sorry. We're going to have to sing Woke Up This Morning, because I like the International, but I've sang it for 25 years. I just want to hear... Is it, you know, I'm just going to take a little space. We'll back, put it, you know, tomorrow's CBC's on again. All right? I'm out of here. All right, here we go. Woke up this morning with my mind. I was thinking about my freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind, thinking about freedom. I woke up this morning with my mind. See, we sang it three times. I know it's difficult, but... It's the same line. Just say, woke up this morning with my mind, thinking about freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind, thinking about freedom. Okay, you don't have to rock the first time. Woke up this morning with my mind, thinking about freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind. Thinking about freedom. Woke up this morning with my mind. Thinking about freedom. Hallelujah, hallelujah, me and you. Freedom. We need to walk and talk with our minds. Thinking about. Walk and talk with your mind and think about. Think about freedom. You need to walk and talk with your mind. Think about freedom. Me and you, you and me. Freedom. There ain't no way to be in this world without your mind. Oh, ain't no way to be in this world without your mind. Thinking about freedom. Oh, there ain't no way to be without your mind. Thinking about freedom. Oh, me and you, hallelujah, me and you, hallelujah. Freedom. Well, when we think about the left, we think about the people, and we think about. Well, we think about the left, we think about me and you, and then we think about our freedom. Think about the left, thinking you and me, and we're thinking about freedom. Oh, hey.